All right, right now here on Metal Shop, we got Mr. Mark Morton of Lamb of God. One of the my favorite moments of last year was seeing Lamb of God play Pain in the Grass, but we got Mark here because he's got a new album, Anesthetic, coming out March 1st on Spine Farm Records. First solo album, man. Congrats on that.
Thanks so much, man. I'm thrilled. It's exciting to see it finally coming out.
That's awesome, man. So we got to ask, how long have you had the idea to release a solo album?
Well, I guess the idea for this album, we really started kind of fine-tuning it and putting it together just a little over 2 years ago. But really, the kind of inspiration for it is longer than that. I'm kind of always writing music, just what I'm hearing in between my ears. And not all of that music winds up being appropriate for Lamb of God or something.
Fair enough,
Lamb of
yeah.
God would do. So that's really where this started, was just a bunch of songs I had that didn't really fit into the framework of Lamb of God. So we started developing them for something else, and that something else became Anesthetic.
That's amazing. So, hey, the first single we've been playing here on the station is Cross Off, featuring, you know, obviously the late Chester Bennington from Linkin Park on vocals. We're curious to hear the story about this. How did you guys link up? Were you guys friends for a long time before that? Was this one of the, you know, last things Chester got involved with? Tell us a little bit about Cross Off.
So Cross Off came together much like the rest of the album, which was, you know, kind of putting the songs together with a core group of people. It was Jake Oney was involved, Josh Wilbur, my producer, was involved, and myself, of course, and writing some tunes, and sitting back and listening to those tunes and just sort of putting together a wish list of who we would want to be involved and who we would want to sing. For Cross Off, the name that came out was Chester Bennington. Of course, that seemed like a tall order. I didn't know Chester. I had never worked with him. I'd never met him. Obviously, like the rest of the world, I was familiar with and a big fan of his voice.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we decided to take a shot at it. It seemed like a long shot, but we reached out to see if he would be interested. And he asked to hear the song, of course, and he heard the song and he fell in love with it. And,
that's awesome.
You know, he was, I think, familiar with my work with Lamb, but mainly it was about that song. And he just really loved the tune and wanted to be a part of it. So then from there, you know, we corresponded a little bit, and then we got in the studio and we finished it up. And it was very collaborative. Chester had a big hand in writing the lyric and the vocal for the song. He had a lot of ideas. He showed up very prepared. He was very excited to be screaming again on something heavy.
That's so cool.
Very excited for his fans to be hearing him do that again. He was pretty vocal about that just in conversation. And, you know, we really hit it off on a creative level and on some other different levels, too. He was a very devoted husband, devoted father, and just a really, really creative, humble, down-to-earth dude. I was lucky to get to know him a little bit.
So some of the other artists on the album, Miles Kennedy, Randy Blythe, Jacoby Shaddix, Mark Lanegan, Chuck Billy, and that must have been a very extensive wish list that you were going through. Were there any artists that you didn't necessarily get to work with this time around that you would like to work with in the future?
Yeah, lots of artists I'd like to work with. You know, I don't know when I'll get the chance to do a project like this again, but I learned a lot about hurting artists and getting
right,
them into the
yeah.
studio on their timeline,
yeah.
hurting cats. But no, everybody was super gracious and super generous, and someone asked me the other day, like, were there any conflicts? Was there any, you know, arguments or dissatisfaction? And on it, amazingly, if you know anything about the music industry, it's amazing. You know, everybody, it was really, really cool. Everybody was super excited to be involved and super generous with their time and their talent.
Nice.
And I think I just lucked out there.
Well, I mean, honestly, like, we were a bit surprised when we saw the track listing. To some Lamb of God fans, there might be a couple surprises when they look at the variety of guests you have on the album. Thinking about that, like, maybe what are a couple albums people might be surprised Mark Morton from Lamb of God is into?
You know, it depends how casual a fan. I think our hardcore fans all know me well enough to know that I'm pretty diverse in my musical instruments.
But okay,
right.
The casual listener might be surprised that I listen to a lot of hip-hop. I love rap music. I have my whole life.
Nice.
And, you know, in addition to that, my favorite guitar players are more classic rock and kind of blues-oriented players.
Yeah.
That's a bigger influence on me as a guitar player than necessarily metal players are. It's not to disrespect metal. I have a great love for the genre of metal, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
A home and a career, a home musically, I mean. I guess,
mm-hmm.
I guess literally a home as well. But, you know, metal's where I come from. But as a player, I really honestly think I'm more of a blues rock player than I am a metal player on my own time. So my favorite guitarist are Jimmy Page.
Cool.
Jimi Hendrix, guys like that. Yeah. My daughter's middle name is Paige, if that tells you.
Oh, there you go.
Nice.
Hey, so we're curious, man. Are we ever, and then you, like you said, it's kind of like herding cats to get people together on this album. Are you ever going to be able to pull off a live Mark Morton solo set?
I think so. We're trying to put something like that together. I've had a couple opportunities presented to me, so we're looking at some possibilities there. I wish I could announce something right now, but there's really nothing concrete yet. But
right.
It's definitely something I aspire to do in hopefully the near future.
Are there any other big plans for 2019?
Yeah, you're just started.
Yeah, I mean, I got to dance around this day job that I got. So we're gonna try and fill in the blanks there with some stuff. But no, it's gonna be a busy year for me, man. But it's all good stuff, and I'm just honestly, like, real talk, just thrilled and flattered and humbled that people still want to listen to my music and still have an interest in and listen to me learn to play guitar after all these years.
Coolest day job ever, Mark, man. That's awesome. So, all right, man. This is, of course, if you're just tuning in, Mark Morton from Lamb of God, putting out his first solo album, Anesthetic, out March 1st on Spine Farm Records. Before we let you go, are there any final words for the Northwest audience?
Man, just thanks for listening. Thanks for continuing to listen. Been coming through there for years now, and the support is still strong. So thanks to everybody up that way for still checking it all out.
Thank you.